There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Tonight we have an incredible show lined up for you. I'm very excited about this. There's, quite a few names people are familiar with in the paranormal industry, you know, with all the TV shows and the advent of the popularity of the paranormal exploding over the last 5 years. But when you start going back, you've got a couple of major names in the field that always seem to draw a lot of excitement. And tonight I think we have the king of them all, Tim.
This is
pretty amazing. These are the books I started reading when I was younger and really trying to chew up everything I can on the paranormal. And when we had the opportunity this evening to bring our guest on, I couldn't tell you how excited I am. And then we're following up the second hour with a great bookend. Our guest for the first hour this evening is Professor Dr. Hans Holzer, who is joining us. And in the second hour, his daughter Alexandra will be joining us, talking about her new book as well, about growing up in the paranormal field like this. So it's just an astounding night for us. I'm very excited to do this. I know we usually have some announcements at the beginning of the show, but tonight we're going to ditch out of announcements. We're going to go right to our guest because I want to spend every minute we can with him. And I'd like to welcome to the show Professor Dr. Hans Holzer. Good evening, sir.
I'm sorry about the delay. I have to tell you the truth. I am in my 88th year and I fell asleep.
Not a problem, sir. It's just a pleasure to have you here with us and spending some time. And you've got a new book coming out as well, correct?
Well, I have a number of books. There's one called The Amityville Curse.
Okay.
It's out there already. It's published by Barnes & Noble. And it is a book that sums up the entire Amityville story, fact and fiction. And it is available in any of the Barnes & Noble stores. And I have another book coming out in the spring called How the Other Side Intervenes in Our Lives, Case Histories for People Who have Been Contacted by Those on the Other Side, and It Has Made a Difference in Their Lives.
And is that the book Spirit Connections I was told about?
Beg your pardon?
Is the name of the book Spirit Connections?
It's the Spirit Connection, yes.
Great. Well,
the subtitle is How the Other Side Intervenes in Our Lives.
And that book will be coming out this spring.
This spring, yes. And it's published by Schiffer Publishers in Pennsylvania.
Well, you are one of the most prolific writers in the field of the paranormal. You've certainly raised awareness over the years, sharing different stories. You've been involved in the field for how long now?
Well, how many years? I am a professor of parapsychology. I taught for 8 years at the New York Institute of Technology. And I am not teaching there now, but I do lecture at many colleges. And I would say since I started writing books since 1962. So, I have 147 books in print now.
And wow.
So it's a lot, yes.
Definitely. At what point did you realize that this was the field that you wanted to get into? Was there some major turning point for you that led you down this path of investigating the paranormal?
Well, my family was interested, not my father and mother, but an uncle in Czechoslovakia who introduced me to it. And I changed my college because of it, getting away from an engineering college and taking a gymnasium or classical college for the second half. For the in Europe there are 8-year colleges and universities, and I became a trained parapsychologist when I lived in New York. I attended the Department of Psychology for 1 week, and then they had special rooms for us for parapsychology. And students of parapsychology, it was a revelation, really.
Through the years that you've seen this, I know right now the popularity in the paranormal field is exploding again.
It is exploding, and the only problem I have with it, there are a lot of young people who consult me, and I have to tell them, I do lecture here, I'm available for lectures, but I have to tell them that you do away with all the gimmicks, the things like to measure the temperature and things like that. They shouldn't do that. What they need is a good trance medium and nothing else. If they have a good trance medium, and the trance mediums are very hard to find, but you can find them. I wrote a book some years ago called Hans Holtz's directory of mediums, where a lot of the deep trance mediums are listed, and they just have to have somebody like that working with them, not machines.
Right. That's one of the talks that we give at our events, is the fact that I think people are starting to become too reliant on equipment that wasn't created for ghost hunting to begin with, and sometimes they're so focused on their cameras and their electrical equipment and, you know, EMF detectors and thermometers that they could be missing all of the rest of the activity that's going on around them.
It's totally worthless, all the equipment, and I know about some of those electrical equipment. It's a waste of time. What they do need is a good trance medium, and if they can't find one, well, I published a book a few years ago called Hans Holtz's Psychic Yellow Pages. It's available somewhere in a bookshop. And it lists all the mediums that I've worked with. And that's much more important than all the gimmicks. The gimmicks are worthless.
Now, don't you find, though, that at sometimes when you have a trans medium or somebody on hand, that it becomes so much about them and their perception, though, that they could be missing on more of the actual, the real haunting that's going on, because now you're becoming self-reliant on a medium and somebody else to tell you what's going on?
I can tell you one thing very plainly, and I wish all the people who listen to your very interesting show, it is not a good idea to start relying for gimmicks. What you need to do is two things. You need to have the services of a deep trance medium, a human being, and secondly, you should interview all the witnesses who have actually witnessed the phenomena. They are, unfortunately, sitting there and waiting for something to happen in their presence. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
You need to talk to witnesses.
No.
And they don't rely on living witnesses. They don't rely on people, which is the only way we'll get answers.
I'm curious, with the explosion of the paranormal the way it is, and all of these new gimmicks and TV shows, do you feel that we're going to start seeing more real hardcore evidence that will be shown better than anything that has been collected in the past?
Well, I think so. I think they should throw all the electronic equipment and throw it out the window. And they should try to find deep trance mediums. I wrote a whole book about who the mediums are. And if they can find somebody who can do deep trance and work with these human beings, and then also learn to interview actual witnesses and record these what you find. That's the only way to do it scientifically. Everything else is just a waste of time.
Well, now, with your new book, The Amityville Curse, Amityville Horror has definitely been one of the most popularized horror stories and novels and movies in history, and there seems to be so much controversy regarding the case. With your book, you're taking a solid look at both the fact and fiction of the book, correct?
That's right.
Can you tell us about it?
The book reprints all the books that I have written about Amityville. There's Amityville Curse, the murder in Amityville, and The Secret About Amityville. And these are all both fiction and nonfiction. And it's clearly shown that where the difference lies. But the methods that they use, unfortunately, the method used by a lot of these young people is, instead of waiting for something to happen in their presence, they should interview people that have had actual experiences.
Right.
Because that's where you get answers.
What did you find to be the most compelling true evidence of the Amityville Horror case?
Well, the Amityville Horror is a book I didn't write. It is the only one that deals with Amityville. That is something that's one of the incidents, really, where people moved into the house in Amityville and were so frightened by the phenomena, instead of going to trying to find an investigator with a scientific background who was trained in the Department of Psychology, of parapsychology, none of them were. They were all just amateurs. And I've told them that it's a waste of time. You can have all the electronic equipment, all the Geiger counters, and all this is nonsense. None of this works.
Well, there was so much...
No, it doesn't work. The only thing that works is not Geiger counters and measurements of the atmosphere. This is all amateur stuff. The only thing that works is a deep transmedium, a proven transmedium. I have worked with the late Ethel Johnson Myers until she passed over, and I've also worked with two or three others. But they have the only thing that will ever help them find cases is in this way. And for that reason, I then finally published a book called Hans Holzer's Psychic Yellow Pages.
Right.
And this book is still available in bookstores. And instead of sitting around, going to places, and waiting for something to happen just because they're waiting for it,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work on command.
What is your feeling when you're investigating a home and you find a spirit that seems to be trapped here? Do you believe that it is the responsibility of the paranormal investigator to help that spirit cross over?
Well, of course it is. It is. The first thing is you interview the actual witnesses. First, you have to make sure the witnesses are people that you can trust. And then you ask them what exactly happened in your presence. And then you, after that, having interviewed all the witnesses to actual phenomena in the past, then you can... You can throw away your electronic gadgets and just use a good transmedium. That's all you need.
Right, but to cross spirits over, I mean, there's quite a bit of debate about, is it the job of the paranormal investigator? Do we call in a priest? Can the transmedium help the spirit cross over? And
yes, it is. It is. It should be. But if they don't have training how to do this,
mm-hmm.
they are not. They need the training to do this. I am. I started in the Department of Psychology at the New York Institute of Technology, and I was trained to do this. And these young people are. I'm sorry, but most of them are young, and I think there's still a chance to change. The young people wait for something to happen just because they're there.
How can we get them, though? For the new people that are just learning this, how can we help them to cross spirits over so that they have a better grasp? What would you recommend to them when they encounter a spirit that needs help?
Well, that's very simple. You have to talk through a trans medium. You have not just a psychic, but a trans medium. And you have to say... First of all, you establish what their names are, and make sure that afterwards you check it out whether there were such people. But in the meantime, you say to them, look, you've passed on. You are no longer in the physical body. You are now, you've passed on to the next stage of existence. And I hate to say it, but you are dead. But you're very much alive. You've passed on to the next stage of existence, and you're very much alive because you're on the other side. And the other side means you are now in your secondary body, called the etheric body. It is a physical body. It is just the same as the outer body, but it is also of material substance. But it is called the etheric body, or the aura, and that is what you live in. And now you pass to the other side, where everybody on the other side is physical, and those that are living on the other side are very much alive. And you explain to them that there is no such thing as being death and finished. That's a fantasy. You can go forget about cemeteries and tombs and graves. There's nothing there, nothing. And cemeteries have no ghosts in them either.
Now, why do you think, though, that, I mean, people do get evidence. They get, a photograph. They get electronic voice activation at cemeteries. What do you relate to that, then?
Well, first of all, psychic photographs. I published a book called Psychic Photography, Thresholds of a New Science. I am a scientist, not a believer. And when I say science, I mean something that can you prove objectively. And the psychic photographs that I published are all real. There are people who have had psychic photographs,
mm-hmm.
and they are usually secondary evidence, because it depends on what conditions they were taken. And the idea is Psychic Photography, Threshold of a New Science, was a book that demanded how these pictures were taken. And this is the other element that you must consider, under what conditions they were taken. And once you have done those two things and interviewed the witnesses, then I think you will see that you're talking here to a world which is called the other side of life. And this other side of life is right here. There's no heaven, no hell. Those places are strictly fantasies of religion. And you better not use religion, because it leads you astray. You don't go to the priest or to the rabbi or to the minister. They don't know what they're talking about. They want you to follow a religion, and the religion doesn't help you. A professional, trained, deep trance medium is the only way that can help you.
Okay, now, You've kind of crossed, that's a totally different take on it than we've heard from everybody else, using religion to help clear homes, to help spirits cross over. So what do you believe is the afterlife, then? Is it just another alternate universe or a parallel universe that we go on to exist in there?
No, not a parallel universal. The other side of life is here on this side of life, but it is a... people who are on the other side, the term means the other side of life, because those who are in the everyday normal life have another element to them. It's called the other side of life. But it's right here, not anywhere else in heaven. There's no heaven. There's no hell. Those are fantasies of religion. Stay away from religion. Stay away from beliefs in religion. You have everything you need to know is right here on Earth, and nowhere else.
So, Dr. Holzer, are you saying that, just to kind of put this in scientific terms, does this mean that when we go to this other side of life? Is this like energy transference, or the energy within our soul never dies, that type of theory?
Look, let me explain to you. When we are born, and this is all in my latest book, the latest book which will be published in the spring, is called The Spirit World, How the Other Side Intervenes in Our Lives. We are born with a double body. That we are born with a double body. Both of them are physical, not spiritual. These are two physical bodies that we take from the body of our mother. And even when these two see the light of day, and only at that moment, the part that comes from the mother, that's a physical double body. Then, from another source, from the source of people waiting to reincarnate, from that source, people waiting, there is drawn the spirit or the soul, if you wish, the spirit. And this part is drawn from those waiting to reincarnate, because if they want to reincarnate, they must first walk through what they call the well of forgetfulness. When they walk to this well, the water of the well wipes out all memory of the previous existence. Now, if you don't want that to happen and come back as a baby, then you have to go to the other side and you forget about reincarnation, because then you'll be on the other side, that is of the in the etheric body, but you'll still be the old you, in the, living on the other side of life, which is right here on this side of life.
Okay, well, Dr. Holzer, we're going to take a quick break for commercials. We'll be back in a minute. Thank you for tuning in to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show, where our guest is Professor Dr. Hans Holzer. We'll be back with more right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730. Or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. Or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness Monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
He looks good at National Run, Roger.
Okay, each of you youngins take a gun, a beer, and some smoke.
Throttle, circuit breakers in. We have separation. Inboard and outboard, they're on. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Number three.
Hit your pitch to zero.
Pitch is out. I can't hold altitude.
Direction alpha hold is off. Trip selected. Emergency.
Flight calm. I can't hold it. She's breaking up.
Dave.
You bastard!
Dave Schrader, paranormal host.
A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic
paranormal host. Dave Schrader
will be that man. Better than he was before.
What is it that makes you set shoot?
Better, stronger, faster.
Run, Force, run!
Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're here with you every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Central Time. If you can't listen to us live, remember, all of our shows are downloaded and archived right on our website at darknessradio.com. Click on the Listen tab. You can also hear our show over at Planet Paranormal, where you can sign up to subscribe to the shows, and you'll never miss a podcast as they're set up with iTunes, and it'll let you know every time a new show is added. Our guest this evening is the amazing Professor Dr. Hans Holzer. We're talking to him about his many years of experience in the field of the paranormal, talking about the discrepancies or the differences between old-school paranormal investigating and the new ways to do it. And Dr. Holzer, one question I've always had that I'm confused by is, how can someone be dead and not know they're dead?
There's no such thing as being dead, because when we are born with a double body, the physical outer body and the physical inner body called the etheric body.
Right.
And inside that double that comes from the mother is inserted a spirit or a mind or personality which is drawn from a totally different source. It's drawn from the source of people waiting to reincarnate. But they are reincarnating by walking through what they call the well of forgetfulness, which wipes out previous memory. And you are a baby again, you are somebody else. And if you don't want to be somebody else, like I do, then you will go to the other side as yourself. And you will be the person that you wanted to be before. You're still the same person.
Well, then what are ghosts, in your opinion?
Ghosts are human beings. There's nothing in the world that isn't human beings. They are only in Hollywood do you have monsters. Nowhere else. No. When you are born, you have a double physical body. The second body is just as physical. It is called the etheric body, sometimes called the aura. And then from another source, totally different source, there is taken from the list of those who want to reincarnate to be somebody else again. Those who wish to reincarnate will do so at the price of being somebody else, and they will never be the previous person that you were before. They'll be a baby again.
Well, you had mentioned earlier when dealing with a transmedium that you need a good transmedium, then you could tell the spirit that it's time to move on because they're dead and they may not know it.
You have to tell them. You have to tell them you've passed over to the other side.
How do they not know that they haven't passed over if no one is responding to them here?
I have done this work for many, many years, mm-hmm. and I am now in my 87th year of life, and I have no intention of going to the well of forgettingness, because I want to stay myself for as long as I can be in either body, and as long as it's possible to be alive, because we are alive as human beings for a long time. We never die until it's physically impossible to maintain the two outer bodies. And that's what my latest book, which hasn't been published yet, my new book, which is going to be published as soon as I find a publisher interested enough and willing to make me a decent advance, because that was a lot of work involved. The new book will be called The Fantasy World of Religion. It is better to live a spiritual life.
Well, explain that to me. What is the difference between being spiritual and being religious, in your opinion?
Well, religion, whether it's organized religion or individual belief, is a waste of time, because it is created by man. It exists only in the minds of those who teach it. That is to say, the ministers, the priests, and it has no known objective exact existence. We are born with the double body, the physical body, which I've discovered after years of research.
How did you discover that? Yeah, what brought you to that realization that there was this double body?
I worked with a very famous trans medium in London by the name of Philip Solomon. His real name is Saunders. And we interviewed people who had passed over, and we also interviewed trans mediums. And we compared the notes, and we discussed this, and we found that what they told us was all the same. When you are ready, quote, to die, unquote, you are in a duplicate body, which is called the etheric body,
right.
But you're still alive. And in this condition, you move on to the other side of life.
Do you believe in what some people commonly call as walk-ins? A human being who, you know, on our plane dies, but it seems like another spirit takes over that body?
Well, no. That doesn't happen unless you give it a chance to do this. Possession is only possible if the... If you make it possible for somebody to invite somebody in, and that's another story by itself. Usually that happens when you are in endangering yourself, like using Ouija boards. That's very dangerous, and somebody else can get in.
Why do you believe that Ouija? There are a lot of people out there that will say a Ouija board is not dangerous. It's a piece of plastic and a planchette.
Yes.
And it's your intent. If you go into it with good intention to speak to spirits, I mean, how is that any different than using a trans medium?
Oh, it makes a lot of difference. A trans medium is a human being in this life, and she lends her body, her outer body, temporarily so that the spirits can manifest. But when you are in the etheric body, or even the outer body, if you expose yourself to the possibility of being taken over by a unwanted personality, then you are going to be in great danger.
If I'm using a Ouija board and it's a board with a planchette, and I'm asking the spirits to help move this planchette to communicate with us, I would think that would be much safer than asking, like as a trans medium, asking the spirit to enter them, because that's a true invitation for possession, isn't it?
No. A planchette or Ouija board, same thing, is very dangerous because you are opening the door to a stranger to take over. Then if you are, for instance, if you are an alcoholic, then these things happen not unfrequently. And then, you need help from a parapsychologist. I am a parapsychologist. I am a professor, doctor of parapsychology. And I warn people not to play with things like Ouija boards. To have these things around is an invitation for a stranger to take over, and it's very dangerous.
Well, how does the trans medium not keep the spirit? I mean, they're opening themselves up for the spirit to actually enter them, aren't they?
No, it's the other way around. They enter the trans medium, not the other way.
Right, well, that's what I meant. The spirit is entering the trans medium.
No. The spirit doesn't enter the trans medium. The spirit uses the vocal mechanisms of the trans medium to manifest. It doesn't enter it at all.
Okay.
Only uses the vocal cords and then leaves. And also, any trans medium has a guide, spirit guide, who protects them so that no stranger can come in.
What are your thoughts on things like automatic writing?
Automatic writing is a form of mediumship, and it also is something I wouldn't recommend. But if for experiments, if some experimenters work with that, it's not something I would recommend.
All right, now, and I apologize because I'm not sure I quite understand. If we've left this plane and we're down to our ethereal body, why are there some of them still roaming around in the form of ghosts? Why have they...
They're not roaming around. Ghosts are bound. First of all, they are people, human beings, who are unable to pass across to the other side completely because of trauma. They died under traumatic conditions, or they were killed under traumatic conditions, and they don't really realize that they are on the other side, and they can't help themselves. They need help, and this is what I've done for all these years with the help of a trans medium. You let the trans medium temporarily use their vocal cords. In under those conditions, I will then explain, just like a psychoanalyst, explain to them what that they've passed on to the other side, and that there is no point in allowing a Ouija board in their hands, because it invites a stranger. And people who are alcoholics are particularly vulnerable to this. That's why I'm against Ouija boards, against the planchette. And if you will follow my advice, do away with Ouija boards, do away with any kind of mechanical thing, and use a human trans medium who can lend her physical apparatus, her voice, temporarily, temporarily, to a stranger who can then be introduced to the spirit guide, who will introduce them and also take them out when the time is done.
When you mention possession, now, do you believe that two spirits, two ethereal beings, can cohabitate in one physical form, or does one of the spirits have to leave?
Now, possession is when somebody opens themselves up in this life to being taken over by a spirit that they don't want. And that's when they are alcoholics, usually, or when an accident has fallen. They are not quite capable of understanding. And that's why I'm against the planchette, because that opens them up to being taken over unexpectedly by a spirit who is not wanted, and they are not aware of it, right, because they are not
right
there.
Now, you mentioned that if you're an alcoholic, you believe that that's easier for the is it alcoholism, drugs, mental?
Yes.
Do you also believe that people with mental mental problems are easier targets for spirits to enter as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, you had a question? Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Holzer, as far as I know right now, you're talking about you don't believe religion plays any part in this, but how do you explain exorcisms and the fact that that these seem to work when one spirit, or when one is possessed?
How do you get rid of it?
Well, no. How do you explain why an exorcism would work if religion is something made up by man? And if a person is so-called possessed by a demon, how...
But there are no such things as demons. That the word demon means only ghost. It means it's a Greek word for ghost. There are no demons in existence.
Right, but what? How do you explain, how does that work? How can a priest come in and drive out a spirit from
a body? Well, because the spirit doesn't know the first thing about what to do. Spirits, look, priests, ministers, rabbis, they are religious persons. They don't know anything about parapsychology. The best thing is to have nothing to do with any of them.
Okay, but I'm wondering about the mechanism of the actual exorcism and why does it seem to work? I mean,
right, when they're evoking the name of Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit.
That's all nonsense.
Right, but how does that, though, work to expel the spirit? How is that working?
Because Jesus Christ, oh God, that's what my new book is all about. Jesus Christ was no son of God. He was a great rabbi, a great teacher. None of these people, there are no such things as supernatural beings. That is a fantasy. Now, there are people of this world who all of us, who are born from a mother, from a physical mother, in a double body. The double body is the outer body, physical, and the inner body, also physical, and they all live here on Earth. There is no other world. And when they die, they move on to the other side of life, and nothing else. Everything else, the religious, you have to keep religion out of it,
okay.
And people who practice religion out of it. Then you will have something coming that will make sense.
All right, we have to take our last break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Dr. Holzer, and thank you all for tuning in. We'll be right back with more.
Are UFOs real? Does Bigfoot exist? Was Emily Rose really possessed? Who is the next American Idol?
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves! She moves!
Thank you.
Wasted by the way she...
Thank you.
We try to answer these questions and more each week on The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd and the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
In the Amityville Horror, the ghost told them to get out the house. White people stayed in there. Now that's a hint and a half for your ass. A ghost say get the out, I would just tip the out the door. They walked and looked in the toilet bowl with blood in the toilet.
I said, that's peculiar.
I would have been in the house and said, oh baby, this is beautiful. We got a chandelier hanging up here, kids outside playing, it's a beautiful neighborhood. We ain't got nothing to wear. I really love them, this is really nice. Too bad we can't stay, baby.
We're the type of guys who would have stayed just for the extra company. Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I do want to mention, we do have the Queen Mary trip up on our site now. It is up and it's running. We have less than 100 tickets still available for this event. It is going to sell out very quickly. You can go check out the information by going to darknessevents.com. We're going to be joined on that trip by Jason and Grant from Ghost Hunters, Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence, Mr. Chris Fleming from Dead Famous. We also have a great comedy show that's going to be done by Dean Haglund. Anybody that got a chance to see it this last time, you are in for a treat, because Dean is going to be joined on stage by Chris Fleming, Grant Wilson, and Jason Hawes. This is going to be a comedy show you are not going to want to miss. I bet the comedy show ends up being one of the highlights of the weekend.
Now, they all know they're on stage, right? Is this the deal? They all know now?
No.
No?
We're going to hypnotize them. Yes. Geez. They're going to find out quick enough, but they're going to be a part of the show with Dean, and it should be hysterical. So I hope everybody will check that out. Tickets are going to go very fast. Again, go to darknessevents.com. We have very few tickets left for the Palmer House. This place is crazy. There are well-known over 20 spirits haunting the place. Evidence is collected every time people have been there. We're really looking forward to getting in there and doing this investigation with Chris and Patrick. And of course, we have Phyllis Galdi from Fate Magazine. She's one of the writers. She's a publisher, and she's a paranormal investigator. We also have the lovely Tiffany Johnson. The medium will be on hand. Scotty Roberts will be there for tarot readings. And then, of course, Annie Wilder, the local author here in Minnesota. And I'll tell you, if you want a book that'll put you on your ear, it's called House of Spirits and Whispers, written by Annie Wilder. It's a fantastic book. It's her true life account of her haunted house here in Minnesota. She'll be on hand to talk to you about it, do questions and answers, and you get a chance to get an autographed copy of the book while you're there. So all that information is up. The entire weekend for the Palmer House, believe this, Tim, check in Friday. Friday night, there's talk, then a ghost hunt. Saturday, we have evidence review, speakers during the day, and a ghost hunt again on Saturday night. Sunday, we have evidence review. Everybody gets to go home. We're going to keep somebody there on other trips. But
we
trap
you for your money.
That's right. The entire weekend, only $159. It's our lowest priced event of the year, and we are also only allowing 80 people on the event, so you get to investigate both nights. You get two full nights to investigate. We're going to also have a charity auction there to raise money for, I believe, Second Harvest Food Shelf here in Minnesota, and you will have a chance to rent one of the haunted rooms. you'll get a chance to get readings by Chris Fleming. Patrick Burns will be doing a beautiful IR photography session with you. It's just going to be a great time. Hopefully we'll see you out there for that.
And who knows, with the way the Minnesota Vikings are going, maybe it'll be a combination ghost hunt Super Bowl party.
Tim,
okay,
come back to the fantasy world. All right, we're going to get back into our show this evening. Our guest is Dr. Professor Hans Holzer, and he's a parapsychologist, written books, and geez, Dr. Holzer, how many books total have you written now?
I don't know, but I think 147 are in print.
Wow, yes.
I have one that isn't published yet that is called The Fantasy World of Religion, Living a Spiritual Way is Better. And it answers a lot of these questions, because when we go to the other side, we lose nothing. We are like we were before. We are not even ill. We can't be ill, and we age not. But if we are...
Great. Will I have a full head of hair again, Dr. Holzer? That's all I want to know.
What?
Will I have a full head of hair again on the other side?
Once you're on the other side, you do not get sick, and you don't age.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Now, and then you do have a book coming out this spring called Spirit Connections with your publisher, Schiffer.
Yes.
And then you said you also have the book, The Amityville Curse, which is out right now and can be found at Barnes & Noble, correct?
Yes. And I also have just finished writing a new book, which is called The Fantasy World of Religion.
Right.
How the living
a spiritual
spiritually
life, right.
is much better.
Now,
it doesn't have a publisher yet, and I think two publishers are looking at it, but I haven't made a deal yet.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck with that. And then, Tim, you had a question for Dr. Holzer as well.
Yeah, Dr. Holzer, as far as paranormal investigation goes, a lot of times, this is my question as far as once you've crossed over, or let's say you're an earthbound spirit or you're a ghost, and you ask a ghost to manifest itself, how do you explain how a spirit who is crossed over, or not crossed over necessarily, but a ghost, would use energy to manipulate things to show itself physically on this side?
Well, it's very simple. It's drawn energy from the medium. That's why I say it has to be a trance medium, deep trance medium, because the energy comes from the medium's body.
Right, but there are times when there's not a medium present and the family is sitting there watching television and all of a sudden the vase jumps off the counter and smashes on the floor. Or doors will open and shut by themselves and there's no transmedium there. How are the spirits manifesting that way?
Oh, but spirits can use a telephone. They can use anything they want. Any electronic gadget will work for them.
Okay, so they're using the power from the electronic gadget in order to manifest?
Yes.
So they're using that energy. So they're kind of riding on the wave of electricity or power that's coming off of those in order to exert themselves. When they're seen, now, you know, there's, and again, maybe you're the person to speak to, what are your beliefs on the poltergeist phenomena?
Poltergeist is just the noisy or physical part of a haunting. It's not. There's no such thing as a poltergeist. No such thing as a ghost without being also a poltergeist. It's all the same. There are three forms of phenomena: physical, mental, and when you have smell things.
Right, olfactory. Sure.
Those three, and those are the only ways in which a phenomenon can manifest. But I would like to say goodnight now, and because forgive me for having been late before. if they want to write to you, to me, care of you, then you send me the mail.
I certainly will, and we'll forward that on to you. And again, your books are going to be, your Amityville Curse book is out currently and can be found at Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
And just give us a quick explanation again of that book and how it works. That book is combining all the theories and myths and legends behind Amityville, correct?
Yeah, it was published several years ago, and it was called it contains the names of all the trance mediums, and the book is called the Psychic Yellow Pages.
Okay, and then we've got your new book, which is going to be out right now, and that's Spirit Connections, which is going to be coming out this spring.
That's right.
Okay, and that's going to be available through Schiffer. And do you know what month they're planning on releasing that book?
Well, I have a lot of books out there. I'm trying to cover a lot of ground.
Certainly.
While I'm still able to do this.
I understand.
And nobody ever dies. We just move from one condition to another. And that's all we do.
Dr. Holzer, can I ask you one last question here? What is it when you cross over, when it's your time, what is it you expect to see based on what you've dealt with different transmediums and what they've told you is on the other side? What do you think will be there for
you?
Well,
when you are out of physical body, there are two physical bodies, one outer and one inner physical body. When they are worn out because of time, because of health, because of illness, then you one day you fall asleep and you don't wake up anymore on this side. You wake up on the other side. But we are never completely death. That's where religion comes in, unfortunately, because religion teaches nonsense about heaven and hell that don't exist, except in the mind of the preacher, of the spirit, of the minister, of the religious people. They need that.
Do you have any fear at all in the back of your head, Dr. Holzer, that when you cross over, that there maybe religion wasn't a joke, maybe it wasn't just a fantasy? Are you afraid that, you know, maybe you'll get there and realize, what was I doing all these years?
No, I think that religion is a fantasy world because it is man-made, man-invented. In one of the main religions, it said stated that God created man in his image. No, man created God in his image. And when you forget about religion and stay with science, then you have something. Then you have the truth in parapsychology, first psychology and then parapsychology. Those are the two sciences that give you answers for everything.
Now, Dr. Holzer, do you believe when you leave your physical body, when you go into the second body, the double body,
yes.
Do you believe that you see your relatives at that point, the people who have passed on, if they've chosen not to be reincarnated?
Reincarnation is up to you. And if you want to reincarnate, there is somebody called the clerk. Believe it or not, I got this from them, from the other side. And the clerk says, well, if you want to reincarnate, you have to line up there, and we'll let you know when we have a couple that is suitable for you based on what you've had done in this life. And you have to line up there, and after a certain amount of time, they will tell you, that the clerk will say, we have found somebody. But remember, when you decide to reincarnate, you will not be the same person. You will be born again, you will be a baby again, and you'll be somebody totally different. And I don't want to be somebody totally different. Therefore, I do not wish to be reincarnated.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us, Dr. Holzer, and for spending your evening with us. We appreciate your time.
Exactly. But I am sorry that I fell asleep.
No.
I'm 87 years old, and I fall asleep sometimes at this time, and it happened to me. I apologize.
Not at all, sir. It was a pleasure having you here with us. And if everybody else could stay tuned with us, we're going to be back after the second hour with Alexandra Holzer, and that is the daughter of Hans Holzer. She is going to talk to us about growing up in the paranormal world and growing up haunted. So we want you to stick with us and maintain on that. We also have Zach Bagans, who's going to be joining us right at the top of the next hour from the Ghost Adventures crew. He's got a great, exciting announcement he's going to make with us. So we're going to spend about 3-4 minutes with Zach Bagans from the TV special Ghost Adventures on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's going to be coming back out here again, I believe, on December 18th. He's going to talk about that and talk about a brand new trip to one of the locations everybody wants to go to. So stay tuned to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're going to be back right after this.